Paul writes, "First of all, then, I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for all people, for kings and all who are in high positions, that we may lead a peaceful and quiet life, godly and dignified in every way. This is good and it is pleasing in the sight of God our Saviour, who desires all people to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God, and there is one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all, which is the testimony given at the proper time. For this I was appointed a preacher and an apostle. I am telling the truth, I am not lying, a teacher of the Gentiles in faith and truth." Amen, and thanks be to God for his word. Paul says in verse 1, "I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for all people." And then in verse 2, he goes on to say that this includes kings and all who are in high positions, that we might lead a peaceful and quiet life, godly and dignified in every way. The Bible tells us that God has ordained, God has instituted, and he has put in place three spheres of government in the world. The first sphere of government is the civil magistrate, secondly, the family, and thirdly, the church. And not necessarily in that order, of course. I'm not going to go into all great detail on these three realms of authority and government this evening, but it's important for us as Christians, I think, to recognise that those three spheres of government exist, and to understand that each of them has a very specific role in terms of its remit, in terms of its jurisdiction under the Lord our God, the one who rules and reigns over all things. Just very briefly, the calling of the church, first of all, is to, of course, worship God, and is to proclaim the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is to testify to his truth and to exercise spiritual discipline on behalf of its members. And in these ways, the church is said to have been given the keys of the kingdom. The keys being the preaching of the word, the right administration of the sacraments, and church discipline. And then there is the family. And the family is called to be a little bit like a mini church, a microcosm, if you like, of the church, the bride of the Lord Jesus Christ, whereby in our households we would glorify God by worshipping him and by serving him, by living as salt and light, as a unit, if you like, in the world, living according to the truth that's been laid down in the scriptures, and by subduing the earth through procreation. That's the family, the second of those spheres. But then there is the government, or the civil magistrate, and its responsibility under God and biblically speaking essentially amounts to two things. First of all, the restraining of evil by the power of the sword. And secondly, it is to uphold and preserve the sanctity of human life. To restrain evil, to uphold law and order, and secondly, to uphold and preserve the sanctity of human life. And just very briefly tonight, the reason that I think it's very important for us to be reminded of this is that, first of all, when we pray that the governments of our world would be wise, which we often do. We ask, don't we? We say, Lord, please give wisdom to our Prime Minister and give wisdom to our leaders. What we're really asking God is that, first of all, they would take responsibility for that which he has intended them to take responsibility for. In other words, that they wouldn't be guilty of overreach, the kinds of things that we've seen in history in the more communist regimes of the world, even perhaps in recent times here in our own country. That's the first thing that we're asking, that they would take responsibility for that which belongs to them. And secondly, we're also praying that they would fulfill those responsibilities that have been given to them in the way that honours God, in the way that is pleasing in his sight, according to that which is right, that which he has set down in the Holy Scriptures. If you think about it, we're living in days where the majority of governments in the world, and this is not a party political statement, this is just a reality, the majority of governments in the world do the exact opposite of the remit that has been given to them by God. Instead of restraining and punishing evil, they promote it. They even punish righteousness. And instead of preserving the sanctity of human life, they destroy it. And so, although we must, under God, respect government, we must obey the government insofar as doing so doesn't go against our conscience before God and doesn't mean breaking the law of God, yet at the same time, we must also pray that the leaders of our day would fear him, that they would not think that they are a law unto themselves, that they would understand their role, and that their role, although very important, is actually far more limited in its scope and in terms of its interference in people's everyday lives than the majority of them believe in the present hour. It's interesting the way Paul puts it in this verse, isn't it? Pray for kings and those in high positions. Why? So that we might then lead a peaceful and quiet life. In other words, pray for those in government to the end that, at least in part, he must be saying, to the end that we might then be left alone by them to get on with what God has commanded us to do, which is to proclaim the gospel, to worship him, and to glorify him with our lives. And so that by doing all of those things, they might then come to a knowledge of the truth through the witness of the church in the world. There's a lot more to say on this subject, but just some thoughts which I think are important for us as we come to pray, and particularly in these days that we're living. Let's pray together. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, we thank you once more that we can come into your almighty presence this evening. We thank you that we can do so because, as we have read in this epistle of the Apostle Paul, there is a mediator between God and man, and the man Christ Jesus, the only mediator, the one who has come down from heaven to earth, and the one who has fulfilled all righteousness, and the one who has even laid down his life for our sins on the cross of Calvary, that through him and in him we might be forgiven of our sins and we might be reconciled to God. O Lord, we thank you for your grace and for your mercy. And Father, as we consider these words of the apostle, we are thankful that you are the one who reigns and who rules over the heavens and over the earth, over every nation of this world. We thank you that you reign and you rule always in righteousness and always according to what is just and good and true. We thank you for the governments which you have set in place. We thank you for the responsibility that you have given to them to bear the sword, to uphold law and order, to punish evil, and to preserve, O Lord, the sanctity of human life. We thank you, Lord, that you have set down in the scriptures what you would have the rulers, the kings, the presidents, and the prime ministers of this world to do, that you have made it clear such that they might serve the purposes that you have for them. And yet, our Father, as we come to you this evening, we do find it to be a grievous thing to see the way that so many governments seem intent on turning upside down that which you have set in place, the way in which they so frequently put good for evil and evil for good, light for darkness and darkness for light. We find it grievous too to see the way that so often they seem to interfere with issues of life and morality which are outside of their sphere and jurisdiction. We pray, our Father in heaven, even now for our leaders, especially we pray for our new Prime Minister, Liz Truss, and we ask on her. We pray that she would lead according to what is right before Almighty God. We pray that you would grant to her godly fear. We pray that she might even come to know the one who is the only mediator between God and men. Again, the man Christ Jesus. We pray, our Father in heaven, for other leaders throughout the world. We pray for Joe Biden, for Justin Trudeau, for Nicola Sturgeon here in Scotland. Our Father, it grieves us the way in which so many celebrate gay marriage and abortion and seem intent on moving forward with plans for euthanasia and other evil schemes. Lord, we pray that you would have mercy upon the nations of the world in these days, in the light of such things. We pray, Lord, that you would not hand us over as a nation to our evil desires. We pray that you would turn back the tide and that you would restore that which is good, and that which is righteous, and that which is pleasing in the sight of a holy God. Our Father in heaven, we do pray that you would restrain evil in these days, and we pray that you would grant that wisdom from on high to all of this world's leaders. We pray especially at this time for lands where there is intense persecution of your saints throughout the Middle East and in the Far East and places in Africa and in Latin America and elsewhere. Father, we pray that you would restrain particularly militant Islamists and sometimes those who are even sponsored by governments in these various places. Lord, we pray that you would stay the hand of the evil one. We pray that you would protect your bride. And we pray that in the face of these things, you would grant courage and boldness and wisdom and strength to your people, that they might go on testifying to the light and the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ in difficult days. We pray especially for those who have lost loved ones, Lord, in this way, even in recent weeks. And we ask, Father, that you would draw near to them, that you would comfort them, and that you would encourage them in the work, that they might see fruit from their labours. Father, we thank you that we can come together as a church of your people this evening. And we want to remember those who are not with us for various reasons. And we remember especially those who are unwell at this time. We pray for our brother Mike Drew and Ian and Mary Payton, and we remember Isla Simpson and Anne Mitchell, Father, different ones facing various afflictions of the body, and we ask that you would restore them and that you would bring them to good health in the coming days. We pray that those who are weak and who are burdened and heavy laden and weary, we pray, Lord, that you would add a measure of faith, and that they might look upward to the Lord, the one who reigns, and that they might take great courage and comfort from the promises of Scripture. Father, we remember Pat and Will Furkert on their travels, and we ask that you would keep them safe and grant them a time of blessing with their family down south. We pray, Father, that you would draw near to us this night. We pray that you would forgive our many sins and cleanse us from all that is evil before you. And we pray that you would lead us in our time of prayer, that all things might be pleasing to you. And we ask it all in Jesus' precious name. Amen.